Good afternoon. Beautiful day outside. But it's nice in here too. Electronic tuners are wonderful, but they're a lot like a GPS. They're guaranteed to get you within 30 feet of being in tune. Sitting out there in the audience is one of my oldest and dearest friends, Harry Sandler, who was, among other things, the drummer for Orpheus. I went to an open mic a few days ago, did this song, and a fella told me, it's a song by Joni Mitchell, called Urge for Going. And this fella told me that he had heard that back in the day, which was 65, Tom Rush was playing at some coffee house or other, and Joni Mitchell, who was still an unknown at that time, the industry was sort of dissing her and saying she was just a Judy Collins wannabe. She came in and asked if she could do an intermission set, and Tom agreed. And she did Circle Game and Urge for Going in that set. And she and Tom recorded both of them and made them famous, which is what brought Joni to the attention of the world in general. So that was an interesting story, but I decided I ought to see if I could confirm it. And it's not quite that way, but it's close. And it has an interesting little sidebar. Seems that Tom was playing at a place in Detroit called the Chessmate, owned by a guy named Maury Wiedenbaum. It was a hole in the wall. It was really a dive when we were there, because Harry and I played there. That was when Orpheus finished our first album. MGM put us on the road to, because we'd never had a paying gig. We just formed the group to make records. And the first place they booked us was at the Chessmate in Detroit. And like I say, it was a real dive. At one time, it had been very popular. The Blues Magoos were the house band there for several years. But when they had a major hit with We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, they left and the Chessmate went down the toilet, as they say. But anyway, when the Chessmate was still one of the places to be, Tom Rush was playing there. He had a week booked, but he had a collapsed lung, and he couldn't finish the week. He had to go into the hospital for a couple days. When he came back, Maury had managed to book Joni to finish the week. She was normally, at that time, traveling with her husband, Chuck. They were billed as Chuck and Joni. She happened to be in town solo and took the gig to fill in for Tom. And when he got out of the hospital, he went down to hear her, and that's when he heard those two songs. So, like I say, not quite the same, but it's close. And we remember the Chessmate. We remember this was shortly after the riots in Detroit, and they put us up in a Holiday Inn. And I remember in Jack's room, which was on the first floor, there's still bullet holes in the wall. Yeah, right. I awoke today and found frost perched on the town. It hovered in the frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, and shivering trees are standing in a naked road. I get the urge for going, seem to go. Yes, I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing. Girl in summertime with summer colored skin. Not a man in this whole town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves were falling down and bully winds rubbed our faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. Yes, she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing in. Now the warriors of winter give a cold and mournful shout. All that stays is dying, all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and a-racing on before the snow. They've got the urge for going, and they've got the wings to go. Yes, they've got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing in. I'll pile the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin, lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I like to call back summertime, have her stay for just another month or so. Got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. Yes, she's got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing in. Yes, yeah, she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. All her empires tumbling down. Thank you. Song from 1944, written by Les Brown, Ben Homer, and Bud Green. Thank you. This is a song from 1975. It's written by a young lady, at least she was a young lady then, named Stevie Nicks. Of course, we were all a lot younger in 75. My love took it down climbed a mountain, turned around. When I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills, the landslide brought it down. A mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the seasons of my life? I built my life around you. Time makes you bolder, children grow older, and I'm getting older too. So take my love, take it down, climb a mountain, turn. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, landslide will bring it down. Now I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life. Children grow older, and I'm getting older too. Yes, I'm getting older too. So take my love, take it down. Climb a mountain, turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, landslide'll bring it down. Yeah, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, landslide'll bring it down. Thank you. This song was written somewhere around the year 2000, not sure exactly when. It's written by a wonderful lady from Worcester who runs a couple of excellent open mics up there. Her name is Lydia Fortune. She runs one at the First Unitarian Church right in the center of Worcester, 90 Main Street. It's called John Henry's Hammer, named after a legendary coffee house of the 60s. It was in Worcester. Lydia is one of the old Congress Alley people. Would you miss me in the morning if I should go? Would you miss me in the morning if I go? Yes, I'd miss you in the morning light. For your tender face is my heart's delight. I'd miss you in the morning if you go. Would you miss me when I should go. Would you miss me when the rain falls if I go? He said, miss you when the rain falls down like bitter tears on frozen ground. I'd miss you when the rain falls if you go. Oh, forgive me for my wandering, but it took so long to find a heart that sings in harmony, beating oh so close to mine. Would you miss me in the stillness if I should go? Would you miss me in the stillness if I go? If I go. Yes, I'd miss you in the still of night when our bodies melt by candlelight. I'd miss you in the stillness if you go. I'd miss you in the morning light. I'd miss you in the still of night. I'd miss you anytime, so please don't go. Thank you. The song was written in 1953 by a guy named Arthur Hamilton. It was written for a movie. Now, Arthur Hamilton was a professional songwriter. Okay, professional songwriters are defined as those who write songs under contract. Bob Dylan's not considered a professional songwriter, neither are Lennon McCartney. The guys who write songs for Broadway and the movies, they're the professionals. They are they are contracted to do songs. In fact, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has a requirement that in order to be considered for an Oscar, a song must have been written under contract for that particular movie. So if you're lucky enough to place a song in a movie, you ain't gonna get an Oscar. Oh well. Anyway, Arthur Hamilton wrote this song for a movie called Pete Kelly's Blues. Great movie, black and white. Starred Jack Webb. Absolute classic. You need to watch it if you get a chance. But as with any kind of a deal where you are writing something under contract, the people that you sign with have the final say. Do they accept it or don't they? And if they don't, you don't get paid. Well, that's a risk you gotta take. These guys are used to it. So Arthur Hamilton wrote this song for the movie, and the producers called him in and said, we got a problem. Oh yeah, what's that? There's a word in that song that you've gotta change. Oh yeah, why is that? Well, it seems the word was plebeian. And plebeian means, you know, mediocre, commonplace, dull, boring. And the producers of the movie said, well, you know, the song is to be sung by Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah, so? Ella Fitzgerald is a black woman. They probably didn't use that term. And no black woman would use the word plebeian in a sentence. Change it, or it's not going in the movie. And Arthur Hamilton told him to put it where the sun don't shine, and he walked out and didn't get paid. But he had faith in the song, as did his publisher. And so they shopped it around, and in 1956, they did place it in another movie called The Girl Can't Help It. And it was not a classic like Pete Kelly's Blues. It was a grade B rock and roll movie, you know, Little Richard did the theme song. It didn't star Jack Webb, it starred Jane Mansfield, whose claim to fame was not her acting. Somebody said the other night, yeah, it was her decapitation. Well, there's that too, but... Anyway, the song made it into that movie, and the producers had no trouble with the word plebeian. Maybe because they were more enlightened, or maybe because it was sung by the decidedly white Julie London. We will probably never know. But the song became iconic. So Arthur Hamilton had the last laugh. Maybe the greatest torch song of all time. Cry the whole night through. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove it's true. Cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Yeah, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I copied one of your changes in there, Kurt, which you may have noticed. because I like it better than what I was doing. But I also liked what I was doing too, so I kept them both. I've been doing this song out a lot, so some people here have heard it. Kirk has heard it God knows how many times. Only started doing it 3.5 weeks ago, but I really like it. It was written in 1968 by a guy named Townes Van Zandt. Spencer o'er the hill. She said her pa had sent her, for the cold was low and soon the snow would paint the sky with winter. She said she came to look for work and not to ask for favor. A dime a day and a place to stay would turn her hands to labor. But times were tough and jobs were few throughout Tecumseh Valley. She asked around, and a job she found tending bar for Gypsy Sally. She saved enough to go back home when spring replaced the winter. But dreams denied, her pa had died, the word came down from Spencer. She took to whoring on the street with bitterness inside her, and many a man came back again to lay himself beside her. Found her underneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's, and in her hand a note that cried, "Farewell, Tecumseh Valley." She gave her name as Caroline, the daughter of a miner. Her ways were free, and it seemed to me sunlight, walked beside her. Thank you. How are we time-wise, John? How many? Two more? Oh, cool. After I leave here, I'm going up to Westford to a place called the Paris Center for the Arts, 10 Lincoln Street, right in the center of Westford. Very nice open mic. You ought to come up if you can. On Thursday, October 6th, I will be the feature at the Mediator Stage, 10 Rounds Avenue in Providence. I really dig that place. It's very funky. A week from Thursday? That's at the Mediator Stage in Providence. 50 Rounds Avenue. It's really easy to get to. You got to get to Providence first, but if you go down I-95, it's exit 17, and it's only about a mile from the exit, so you don't have to do a lot of downtown driving. Let's see, 1971. Song written by Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel. Strumming my fate with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. I heard she sang a good song, I heard she had a style, so I went to see her to listen for a while. And there she was, that young girl, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my fate with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt she'd found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that she would finish, but she just kept right on, strumming my fate with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. I thought she sang right to me, in all my dark despair. But then she looked right through me as if I wasn't there. And she just kept on singing, her voice so clear and strong, strumming my fate with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. She was strumming my fate with her fingers. She was singing my life, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. Thank you. Song from 1961, written by a guy named Irvin Drake. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with perfumed hair that came undone. When I was 21, when I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls with independent means. We'd ride in limousines. The chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, short, I'm in the autumn of my years, and so I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old cakes, from the brim to the dregs. it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year. Thank you very much. I can do that. I can do that. Thank you. This is a song written in 1944 by a guy named Buddy Johnson. He recorded it with his big band and his sister Ella singing lead. And it was a moderate hit on what was then called the Race Records chart. It was the forerunner to the rhythm and blues charts. 1947 was covered by Art Hickman and his big band with Annie Laurie singing lead. And again, it did all right on the Race Records charts. 1963, it went mainstream and was done by Lenny Welch. And since then, everybody and his dog has recorded it. But it's a great song. I have two favorite versions. One is by Barbara Streisand. It's from her 1972 album, Barbara Jones Streisand. The other one is mine. Just give love and never get love. You better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. Made me leave my happy home . You took my love, now you're gone . Since I fell for you . Now love just brings misery and pain. I know I'll never be the same since I fell for you. Well, it's too bad and it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. First you love me, then you snub me. But what can I do? I'm still in love with you now. Guess I'll never see the light. Get the blues most every night since I fell for you. It's too bad, you know that it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. First you love me, you love me, then you snub me. But what can I do? I'm still in love with you now. Guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night since I fell for you. Since I thank you.